Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Come on, all of our locations today. Come on, can we give Jesus our best, Faith Church? Come on, we want to welcome you online. Come on, we got Weldon, Ferguson, Florissant, Earth City, Florida, all of our locations. No matter where you're joining today, it is going to be a great, great day. Man, we're so excited. It is baptism weekend. Life change is happening in the house. We have hundreds of people getting baptized across all of our locations. People even driving in, watch this church, from all over that attend our online campus to our locations to get baptized today. So one more time, come on, let's give it up for baptisms. You know, not very long ago, my family and I, we were on vacation, and we were swimming, and there was this little coral reef, and my wife and I, Morgan, we said, hey, we're going to jump into the water, and we're going to go snorkel around this thing. And so we jump in, and the guy says, hey, just something to know. It's a little easier to get there. It doesn't look far, but it's easier to get there than it is to swim back to the boat. I said, man, I've swam. I can swim. I've swam in the Lake of the Ozarks. It's not that hard, my dude. Like, I can swim from one side of the cove to the other. We're good. He said, okay, so we go, and we don't notice that 5 minutes turns into 20, and 20 turns into an hour, and an hour turns into an hour and a half. And if you've ever swam for like an hour, you're tired. And next thing I know, my wife's like, hey, let's go ahead and head back to the boat. It's, you know, we've been out here for a while. So we start swimming back. And as we're swimming, I noticed that I was swimming, but then I wasn't getting anywhere. And sometimes in life, it can even feel that way, but we're swimming, swimming, swimming. But then next thing I know, I look down because I have goggles on, and I went from being able to see the sand below me to just seeing watery abyss. And all I heard was, dun, 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 dun. And in my head, I'm like, Austin, it's only 20 feet. There ain't no shark down there. There ain't no shark. And the next thing I remember is that time my friend shared that there was a great white in the inlet near Boynton Beach in West Palm. And I said, yes, there could be. Just swim faster. Just get to the boat. And so I look around, and because of my fear, I sped up, and I lost the moment of where I was and who I was with, because I get to the boat, and I turn around, and my wife is still halfway between the reef and the boat, and she's like, Austin, you left me. I said, sorry, I got scared, and it caused me to go faster. She said, I'm scared too, but it caused me to cramp up. I'm kind of paralyzed here. So I jumped back in the water, and I helped her get to the boat. But in that moment, catch this. In that moment, fear did two things, but it was two totally different things to both of us. For me, it caused me to speed up in the moment. And for her, it caused her to be paralyzed, her to stop in the moment because she was unsure what's going to happen. And sometimes our thoughts, this can happen, Faith Church. It could be about anxiety. It could be about anxious thoughts about our mortgage payments, our housing, gas prices, the office, who's holding office, who isn't. Am I going to church? Am I not going to church? Am I going to get baptized? Am I not going to get baptized? But I want to come with a thought today across all of our locations. Come on, Weldon, I know you're with me on this. Ryan and Nia, you're at Ferguson, Florissant. But I want to come with you right now, and maybe I'm at your home online, and I want to tell you that the giant of fear must fall today. Come on, I'm going to say it again. The giant of fear, it has to fall today. You know, Pastor David says fear is nothing more simplistic than this. It's the false evidence appearing real. Am I the only one that many times in life that something looks way worse than it really is, but when you dig into it and you go, man, it's like, I don't know, I'm worried about tomorrow. And then you get into the next day and you go, why did I even worry about it? Just me? Why did I even lose 1 second, 1 moment? Why did I speed up in that moment? It was 20 feet of water, Austin. Then I get in the boat, and the guy's like, hey, dude, we don't have sharks around here. I was like, you could have told a boy that before I jumped in. I wouldn't have left my wife halfway from the boat. Save me a fight later. But many of us have fears. But watch this. In Philippians 4, 6 through 7, if you're taking notes, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, watch this, it will transcend all understanding. It will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Can I tell you this, that our breakthrough begins in our mind before it shows up in our mess? Sometimes we have to have breakthroughs in our thoughts before it can ever be happening in our life. Watch, the Bible says, as a man or woman thinketh, why? So are they. So if the scripture says it then, it still means it now. But sometimes we'll be paralyzed by our present. We'll be paralyzed by our fears. But there's a lot of fears. All of us walk in different types of fear. Maybe your fear today that you're like, man, this thing is presenting itself. Can I tell you that the fear is nothing more than just a presentation of what the devil's trying to do to paralyze you, to stay here so you don't get there? That it looks like, well, it's my fear. It's this. No, don't name it. Don't claim it. It's not your fear. It's the fear. It's not that's, it, oh, well, it's my cancer. No, it's the cancer. Well, this is my report from the doctor. No, it's the report from the doctor. So today at all of our locations, I want to tell you that it's not your giant, it's the giant. That thing that's looking at you, it's trying to, hey, oh, it's bigger than me. I was in my personal time this morning reading, and it said he gave us all power and authority to speak to the mountain. It doesn't say our mountain. It doesn't say your mountain. It says the mountain. And that mountain can move with faith the size of a mustard seed. And a mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds that there is. So I think what God is trying to tell us today, if we just stir up some faith on the inside of us today, no matter the size, that we can speak to the giant. And I'm here to tell you today, the giant that looks like it's there, it's about to fall. It has fallen. And guess what? It's about to fall today. Ah, well, you don't know my situation. You don't know what's going on. You don't know my bank account. Well, watch, the definition of fear says an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or threat. But that doesn't align with what Proverbs 14:30 says. Watch, it says, peace of mind makes the body healthy. It doesn't say fear makes us healthy. It doesn't say working more makes us healthy. It doesn't say stress, self brought on stress makes us healthy. What does it say? It says a peace of mind. But I think if you're like me, sometimes I wonder, what will they think? What will they think if I do this? Or what will they think if I get spontaneously baptized? What, I wanted to sign up to get baptized, but I didn't because I was unsure of the friend circle I have. But can I tell you today, I don't care what anyone around you thinks, what they think of you, what they think of your situation, because you have a heavenly Father that loves you so much that he says you don't have to slay the giant. I already did, that the battle is his and the victory is ours this morning. And I'm telling you today that no matter where you are, that if you just trust Jesus, if you just follow Jesus, he will work all things together for the good of those who love him. Man, I can tell I had a Red Bull this morning. Watch out. But it's not always what we eat. It's what eats us. Sometimes that can be the thought of what someone else thinks. That fear of what someone else thinks of me will cause me to wait. It'll cause me to stay. It'll cause me to pause. It'll cause me to not walk forward in all that God has for me. He said that he has already made a way for us, Faith Church. He said that he's already opened all the doors. Knock on the door, seek and you shall find, and it will be open. But sometimes it's a process to walk through. Sometimes it's a process to get through, right? We have to seek, we have to knock, and we can't allow fear to just stay. No, I'm gonna stay and God will show up here. Well, no, he just said, seek, knock, find. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by fear. But there's a lot of different sources of fear, of stress. Fear of loss, our marriage, our family, passions. You know, I talked to a 62-year-old the other day, and he's like, man, I've just kind of lost my passion. I asked him, I said, who are you pouring into? And he said, man, I'm not really pouring into anybody. I said, I want to encourage you. There's so much that we can learn from you. You've lived a long life, but we need to know so we don't make the same mistakes. Can I encourage you to lead a connect group to really speak legacy over some of these young guys like myself and help us not make some of the same mistakes so we know exactly what to do when that giant tries to present itself of anxiety, of fear, of mental depression, and you can say, hey, here's what I did. Maybe here's something you could try or do. Fear of failure. Anybody ever been there? I fear fail. I'm fearing right now in this moment, y'all. I don't want to fail. Fear of crowds. Public speaking. Y'all are intimidating sometimes. more choices. Like, I don't know if it's just me, but when I go to Walmart and there's like 300 toothpastes, can we just dwindle it down to like two? Yes and no. It's like, just make it easier. My wife called me the other day. She said, which toothpaste do you want? I said, I don't even want to think about it. Just get one of them. And then I called her back. I said, wait a minute. Don't get the spearmint. Get the whitening. Don't get this one. Get that one. I said, okay, maybe I do care. More choices. Pastor Nicole's is this. Fear of missing out. FOMO. Anybody got FOMO across our locations? She hates it. She'll see something on Instagram and she'll call or FaceTime immediately. Like, hey, what are you guys doing? I'm like, you saw on Instagram, didn't you, Mom? Just FaceTime us. It's okay. We want you in this moment. But there's so many different fears that can happen. But I think one of the biggest ones is fear itself. Sometimes fear can try to present itself in so many different ways. But watch this. 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So if we parallel that with the scripture to take every thought captive, we begin to have more of a sound mind when we take those thoughts captive. But when we allow, like I did when I was swimming, to say, I don't know what's happening below me, and immediately I got into my emotions, and when we're driven by our emotions, becomes more stress and becomes more fear, and that stress that caused Morgan to lock up is the sure thing that caused me to go forward. So some of us, if you're feeling a moment of, man, I've sped up, I'm ahead of the curve, I'm ahead of what I think God's plan is, I tried to make it happen myself because of fear. Or some of us are saying, I am paralyzed, I don't know what to do, I've lost my present to my past because of the things I did, the fear of what will people think if they know my story, if they know what happened to me. But can I tell you, the same God that died for the fear of going too fast is the same God that died for the fear of that you've been molested. What are people going to think? That I've cheated on my taxes, that I cheated on my spouse, that I did this or that I did that. Can I tell you, there is no level to sin, that sin is sin. But what's great is we have a Savior, that he came and he died for you and I so that we could live and have life and life more abundant. Come on, who's excited about that today? That we have an opportunity to be made new through baptism. But I'm telling you, the giant must fall, it can fall, it will fall, but even better yet, it has fallen. We read in the Bible the story of David. Nobody knew fear like David. I wanna back up for just a second. I wanna share you a scripture in Colossians. Colossians. It says, let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him and your faith will grow strong. Can I tell you today, that's what's happening at Ferguson. Right now, you're growing stronger. That's what's happening at Royal Palm and West Palm. You're growing stronger. That's what's happening on your lunch break or re-listening to this on podcast. You're growing stronger because we have to hear the word. It strengthens us, but then we have to walk out the word. It says to be not just hearers only, but we have to be doers of the word. And so today at all of our locations, maybe you didn't plan on getting baptized. That's okay. Today can still be your day. Don't worry about the people to your right and left. We got a team that's ready to cheer you on, tell you you're more than a conqueror, that you have a purpose, that you have a place right here to get better and better. We're not know-it-alls, we're learn-it-alls, but we want to celebrate you no matter your walk of life, no matter your sin, no matter where you've fallen. We've all fallen short of the glory of God, but thankfully he sent his son Jesus and he's slain these giants. And we find in the story of David, there's actually a process we walk through of his story. He's anointed king, stays in the field. He slays Goliath. He serves Saul, becomes king. But sometimes there takes a moment between the anointing and the appointing. Watch this. God wants to see what we'll do in that in-between time. God, I know I've given my life to you, but now show up and multiply and do all of these things. And the Lord's like, no, I need you to just keep. Just keep trusting me. Watch what the story says is this. And then David and Goliath, says in verse 4, a champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp, and his height was 6 cubits and a span. This dude, homie, was tall is what that means. And Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, why do you come out and line up for battle? I'm a Philistine and you are not the servants of Saul. He's questioning them. He's trying to talk down to them. And what I love is in verse 26, David asked the men standing near him, What will be done for the man who kills Goliath, this Philistine, and removes this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? What I love is David shows up to the scene. He's got only a few things in his hand. And if you go read the story, Saul says, put on my armor for battle. Just the mere fact that David wanted to fight the giant who had caused a whole nation of Israel to paralyze, that they had stayed in the moment, stayed in their camp. Nobody wanted to face the giant. Even with the whole part of, you never got to face the IRS again? Come on, who's with me? I would be right there. I'd try. I ain't got to pay taxes. I got 6 stones, bro. What else? I'll bring whatever I got. But in the moment, what seemed insurmountable is they said, what do you have? And he said, I have a sling in these smooth stones. Can I tell you today, when you walked into a location, you may feel what's in your hand is insurmountable, that it's not enough. But I believe that the one thing that many people has told you, or that your thoughts have told you weren't enough, is the thing that will actually propel you to slay this giant right now that's trying to rear its head in your life. Because I'm telling you, God said that he gave us everything we need to do all that we are called to do. But so many times the enemy will tell us, it's not enough. Or it's enough, but you're not. And maybe that's just me, but I've been there in moments where I felt like, David, I'm gonna stand up to that giant. But when I stepped up, I maybe felt like, do I really have what it takes? Do I have enough in my hand? What God has given me, is it really going to see me through? And so what I want to tell you today is, maybe you're sitting at Weldon Spring and Pastor Phil's there, you need to talk to him afterwards. And he'll help arm you with these things. But one of those things is growth track. Another is connect groups. And if you're in Florida today, you got to get into a group. Groups are coming up here in the next few weeks. They're going to launch. Maybe you need to lead a group. But I want to give you 3 things of ways that we can see this giant start to fall of fear. One is face it. Everybody say face it. We have to be willing to face this. David said to Saul in verse 32, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. I'm telling you today, we have to stand up. It's not our giant, it's the giant. I love what he did in that scripture moments ago. He spoke down to Goliath, and he even used God, because he didn't come in his own right, but he was backed by the living God. That is Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. That Jesus Christ came and died for us, and now he's resurrected, seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding, the Bible says, for us daily. I need us to tell ourselves today, I got this. It's gonna fall. The second thing we have to do is we have to choose faith over fear. Verse 45, it said, David said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty. We have to know we don't come alone. We come not in our name, we come in his name. And when we come in his name, that's all power, all authority that he already went down and he spanked Satan. Come on, somebody. He took hell, the keys to hell and the grave, and he came back. And that's why you got to get baptized today. If you've been waiting, this is your day. Well, I've already been baptized. But have you sinned since? Have you done those things since? And today maybe is the thing that you need to do, is you need to get baptized so you go into Monday better. You need to go into Monday feeling strong, saying, you know what? God said he shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. That's finances, that's housing, that's promotion, that's gas, that's everything. Because if we fear what's happening out there, it will get in here, and it'll get in here, and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and as a man or woman thinketh, so are they. So can I tell you today, we got to replace that giant of fear. We have to make it fall today and say, what's in my hand is enough, because it's not what is in my hand, but it's who behind me that has caused this to be in my hand. And today that giant who's trying to raise up in front of me is going to fall. The giant must fall. Third thing we got to do is we have to change our perspective. You know, sometimes if you came in, what I love is I met somebody at Sunset Hills today, or I heard a story of someone that came to Sunset Hills today, and they came from an online campus, and they drove in, and I heard it buzzing in the hallway. Hey, we have somebody here from our online campus who drove in to get baptized today. So maybe that's you at all of our locations, and you're like, what will people think? Am I alone? Can I tell you, maybe you're joining online? Next time we have baptism, drive in. Church Alive is worth the drive. Well, I live, I would have to fly. Good, a Church Alive is worth the flight. You got to get here. God's going to do something incredible. But in verse 48, it said the Philistine moved closer to attack him, and David ran quickly toward the battle to line up to meet him. And if we jump down to 51, it says when the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they turned and ran. Can I tell you many things that come with stress, that when we stand up in faith and instead of in fear, all the trickle effect of what will happen is when we just stand up, not in our own power, but in the power of Christ that he has given us, that all those other things that we've been worrying about that led to that fear and that stress will start to just fade away. It said when the giant fell, the army ran. But we have to stand in God's word. So, okay, we've talked about stress, we've talked about fear, we've talked about that this thing can rear up like a giant, but I want to walk through a couple ways that we can actually help really reduce that fear or stress going into tomorrow. But first, I want to give you the scripture. It's in 1 Peter 3:21, and it says, "And baptism, which is a figure of their deliverance, does now also save you from inward questioning and fears." That's why I say today, maybe you've been baptized before, but you've been fearing through some situations, and maybe you just need to be baptized, and today you need to say that old man, that old woman has passed away, and all things are made brand new, including my mind. I got to renew my thinking today, and this is going to be something to me personally that allows me to identify going into Monday totally different with the new thinking. But I want to give you just a couple ways that we can help reduce this stress, fear, and slay that giant in our life. Number one is this: we have to look to God to meet all of our needs. What I love is so many times we look to ourselves, but when we do that, if you're like me, you tend to fail. And maybe it's just me, and sometimes this just happens. And failure, I've never thought looked good on, like, oh, but what will they think? I've sinned again. That addiction came back. Well, you know, nobody knows this about me, but I have mental health issues and I'm thinking, and no matter what it is, there can be other things that try to present themselves as giants in your life. But what happens is what started out as a masterpiece can turn to this, and then we feel like, no, 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 I'm not worthy. I'm stained. God can't do anything now. I mean, look, I don't look the same. All the other shirts, all the other people, all the other people in my Connect group, they look different, but we can't look to them. We have to look to God, because God said he will meet all of our needs. In Psalm 23:1, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." What does that mean? It means we don't lack if we just trust him. Romans 8:32, it says, "Since God did not spare even his own son for us, but gave him up for us, won't he also surely give us everything we need?" The second thing we see here is we have to obey God's instruction. Ooh, this is important. About rest. Rest is important. Say that with me. Rest is important. One more time, Weldon and Ferguson. Rest is important. Come on, Florida and online. Rest is important. We have to rest. Why? Well, and God, when he created heaven and the earth, it says that on the seventh day he rested. Can I tell you, homie wasn't tired. He didn't need, he wasn't like, whoo, 6 days, whoo, seven, whoo. No, this is a sweat towel for me, not him. We have to remember, he did it so that it was an example for you and I on what to do, on how to rest, to pause. That means working continually does not mean that we will always see fruit. Sometimes you have to sharpen the axe to get better work. You can actually save time by pausing. So we have to make sure that we obey God's instruction on rest. You know, if you actually go back to that verse a moment ago, Psalm 23:2, it said that he makes me lay down. Anybody ever been so tired that you just couldn't move? Like the other day, I had worked like a 14 or 16 hour day. It was something crazy. And Morgan walked in and I was in the living room laying on the couch like this. She said, "You good?" I said, "Yeah, I just can't move. I'm so tired." Our body is programmed to rest. So much to where if even we overwork it, God will make us lie down and be still and hear his voice. And we have to be careful, because when we're tired, if you're like me, you can get emotional, and emotional reactions will lead to emotional results. Or can I say it this way? Fearful reactions will lead to fearful results. We'll start speaking to the giant. We'll make it bigger than it is. We'll start speaking to the mountain and make it bigger than it is. But we were never meant to speak to it to build it up. We were meant to speak to it to tear it down. That's it. He says, "Speak to the mountain and it will be cast into the sea." That's it. Watch what David did again. He spoke to Goliath, and he was breaking him down so that he could get in his head, because David knew, why is everyone so scared? God has already delivered him into our hands. But somebody has to walk by faith and not by sight to really see all that God has. Can I tell us today that fear will paralyze us, but it's just right there. The green grass isn't just on the other side. It is right in front of us, but we just got to be willing to step out. Say, no, 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 this giant has to fall. This giant will fall. But if you're like me, I love to work. I love it. It's something I see, but I'm not my best when I'm not rested. Or you could say it a different way. My best requires rest. Can I tell somebody today at all of our locations and online, your best you is arrested you. Not arrested. I mean, it could. The Lord will arrest you to get some rest. But the Sabbath, man, it's so important. I want you to say this with me. Say, the giant must fall. Come on, I want you to hear yourself say it one more time. Say, the giant must fall. Feels good, doesn't it? Third thing is this. We have to recharge, and it says this in his word. He recharges my soul with beauty. We have to recharge our soul with beauty. Philippians 4:8, it says, you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on these things, true, noble, reputable, authentic, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly. That means in Florida, seeing the sunsets, seeing the ocean. That means here in Missouri, going to the Lake of the Ozarks. That means here at Sunset Hill, seeing the sunset tonight. God created the trees that we pass by, the birds, nature. Those beautiful things, the scripture says, will actually charge us up and give us energy to go take on and slay that giant. But if we don't watch, see how it pairs with rest? That if we recharge when we stay still, that's what pastors are doing right now. They're recharging with beauty, looking at the trees, leaning into God's word. And when we do that, we are our best. If the word of God is a sword, we need to be sharpened. As iron sharpens iron, one sharpens another. But we can be sharpened by God's word if we're just still and we hear and allow God. The Bible says this, the washing of the water of the word daily. The fourth thing is this, we have to go to God for guidance. We sometimes have to quit fearing, stressing about the mountain and start focusing on that mountain mover. We can't focus on the giant. We have to move. We have to focus on the one who has already overcome the giant. But so many times we focus on the issue instead of the one who can take care of the issue. But James 1:5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives generously and all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Psalm 23:4 through 5, it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But sometimes in that same way, even though I walk through the valley and I see this giant, I will not fear the giant. We have to make sure we don't fear this giant, because we will walk through. But we also have to make sure we're not creating our own giants. Well, I took out more debt than I could really handle. I got into a relationship that wasn't a godly relationship. I went over here and I spent too much money over here. We've all done those things that can create stress, which then puts a giant in front of us that was never meant to be there. And so what we have to do is we have to start destructing that giant and say, no, I'm gonna take this back, we're gonna move this forward, and we're gonna change this thing around. And then my last point is this, be in church. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, be in church. So you're at Weldon Spring today, beautiful campus. I was there a few weeks ago. I walk in and man, that campus is incredible. The team is incredible. Pastor Phil and Victoria, incredible. Ferguson Florissant, you got Ryan and Nia and the team there. You're in Royal Palm and West Palm. You're online. We have a team surrounding you, but you got to be in church for the team to surround you in church. And when we're surrounded, it says that we're two or more gathered, that God is in the midst. And the scripture says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When we're in the house, we get plugged into connect groups. We get plugged into serving. We get plugged into giving and tithing. The Bible says that to tithe will rebuke the devourer for our sake, but many times we're still back here. I didn't forget about the shirt. We're over here, and I wanted you to remember that no matter how long you think it's been, now how ugly you think it is, that God says when you find yourself in church, when the brethren dwell together, that you, it doesn't matter how messy, how dirty, and this is maybe how you felt when you came into a location today, that you're bringing all the things that you know about you. But God said, just lay them down. Get baptized. Baptism is identifying with the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that when we go down, the old is passed away. But come on, somebody, when we come up, the old is passed, and it, all things are made brand new. There's something that happens when we get into the water and we bring our mess just the way that we are. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to clean up. God says, if you just bring it to me, watch what's happening in this water when we signify with his death and burial and resurrection, that he says, come to me as you are. That's all I need. Watch this. And all has become brand new. So our teams at every location are going to come up, but I want to pray for you today. But I want to tell you that it doesn't matter what's going on. So if you would, at all locations, go ahead and stand to your feet. That this can be the day that your giant falls. I don't care how ugly it's been, how crazy it's been. I don't care what they think of you. I don't want you to care what they think of you. What I want you to know is you have a heavenly Father. He loves you so much. And no matter how dirty we are, if we just bring it to him, he's going to clean us up today. Come on, can somebody give God praise today? Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you in this moment that God, giants are falling in every area of our life. Anxiety, fear, stress. God, we thank you that the battle is yours and the victory is ours, that we will be like David, that we'll be shepherd boy, that we will be faithful, God, to stand on your word. We won't take on other people's perceptions of us, but we will take on that giant that is in front of us. But God, I'm thankful that I don't have to be David. All I have to do is trust you, because you said the battle is yours and the victory is ours. And we receive that victory today in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, and everybody said amen.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.